Children, please leave quietly. Thank you. Today, our passage is taken from John chapter 20, verse 19 to 23.
今天的经文取自约翰福音第二十章第十九节至二十三节。
John chapter 20, verse. I'll read in English. 看华语的你们。Leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and the side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Today is the last sermon on the entire sermon series on John.
今天是约翰福音讲道系列的最后一堂。
Now in planning this sermon series, actually we began with a very ambitious target.
那在策划这个讲道系列的时候呢，我们其实定下了一个雄心勃勃的目标。
Now instead of choosing all the usual stories and so on, we purposely tackle all the long arguments and debates that are found in John that usually speakers don't choose to speak them.
那我们就决定处理约翰福音里这些大多的这长篇辩论，那一般的讲员都不会去选择的。
Now I think I speak for everyone that the entire 5 months of sermons, that was quite an arduous journey.
那我想大家都会赞同这是一个费力的路途。
It was quite painful for us to prepare.
我们写得很痛苦。
I'm sure it was quite painful to listen as well.
听的应该也一样。
So I want to congratulate everyone for enduring through this entire process.
那因此我要恭喜大家终于挨过了。
Good job. Go ahead. Pat yourself on the back. Say, "Wow, we did it. 5 months of sermon series on John."
做得好，请大家为自己鼓掌。
Maybe you can also shake the hands of those beside you and say, "Hey, thank you for waking me up when I was almost dozing off."
或许你可以和你的邻座握手，谢谢他在你睡着的时候叫醒你。
I think it's important sometimes to acknowledge what we have accomplished as a community here.
那有时候呢，我觉得我们必须认同我们这个群体的这成就。
And there is a reward. There is a reward for all of us. Who are survivors of this journey.
那我们这些胜利者呢都会得到奖励。
That reward is true faith and true life.
那这个奖励呢就是真正的信仰与生命。
As John confessed about his intentions of writing this gospel in John chapter 20,
那约翰在第二十章里公认了他的这个意图。
He says that Jesus performed many signs in front of the disciples which were not recorded in his books. That means if he had wrote many things, but he chosen to only to write these things.
那他说到耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在书上。
You must remember that these were the times where paper and pen were not, you know, really invented yet. There's no photocopying machine.
那你要记得当时呢，还没有纸和笔，也没有这个复印机。
Anything that had to be written down, it must be very precious for it to be recorded.
那所有要记载的呢，都必须是值得记载的。
These are the bare essentials. It must be written.
那这些是最重要的，一定要被记载。
And what he says about this thing that he chose to write, he says, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God."
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And that by believing, you may have life in his name.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And so the reward for this very systematic examination of all these passages is so that you have true faith.
那我们有条理的去分析这些经文的这个奖励呢，就是能得到真正的信仰。
So that you may know what you believe.
那因此你就会知道你相信的是什么。
And that you may know why you believe.
也知道你为什么相信。
And only when you truly believe, then you may have life, as John said.
也只有当你真正的相信的时候呢，你才会得到生命。
So we did this because it was a matter of life and death.
那我们这么做是因为这牵涉到生与死。
And it is that important.
就是这么重要。
And we did it. We did it as a church, as a community.
那我们这个教会就做到了。
As I was doing this, I was thinking maybe we should print those T-shirts like what they do for marathon participants.
那或许我们应该像为这个马拉松参赛者一样印制衬衫。
You know, for the successful completion of this entire John Sermon series in Jubilee Church.
那上面写着为成功完成禧年堂讲道系列。
So that when you become grandparents, maybe you need such, you know, memorabilia to add flavor as you recount this historic moment.
那当你成为这个祖父母的时候呢，你在祖孙面前最英雄史的时候，可以给他们看这件衬衫。
You can tell your heroic tales to your grandchildren. Say, I remember sitting down there, you know, even though other people may have gone on holiday, but I was there finishing the whole sermon series.
那我记得当时我就坐在那里，就是完成这整个系列。
In the year 2014, let me tell you, that was the last year where you had the triple combo.
那就是在2014年，那是最后一年有着这三重的组合。
You know, the triple combo where you have 小辉 strains your mind.
那当时有小辉弄得你过分使用脑袋。
You know, you have 长安 to, you know, question your heart. What is your motivation? Why do you believe?
那长安他就质问你的心灵。
And then you have Daniel who challenges your will.
那光耀他就挑战你的意志。
This is the last year you have this.
那这就是最后一年了。
And then you can tell your grandchildren, you know, that I was there. You know, this is how I earn this T-shirt that I can wear every day.
那你就可以和你的祖孙说，当时我在那里，所以我就得到了这件衬衫。
And as your grandchildren look at you in awe,
那当你的祖孙就是很仰慕的看着你时
，then you can turn to the back.
那你就可以转到后面去
，revealing the words in bold, Jubilee Sermon Survivor.
那释出这出题的字，禧年堂讲道生存者。
But in running through all these arguments, all these debates about Jesus, you realize that all this, they are just talk.
但在讲解所有这个关于耶稣的争辩时呢，其实也只是在阐述。
They remain unsubstantiated claims.
那他们仍然是无事实根据。
Jesus can say who he is, what is it about, they can claim otherwise and so on. They are still just talk, just unsubstantiated claims.
那耶稣能说他是谁，是谁，可是这只是阐述，是没有事实根据的。
They remain unsubstantiated claims until the truth is finally tested.
直到真相大白。
And so you need a very definitive event to settle the argument about Jesus' identity once and for all.
那因此呢，你需要一件很明确的事来确证这耶稣的身份。
So you have come to this very important moment because today is the day where I will bring you to the finishing line.
那今天我将带你到终点。
Today is the day, this passage is the passage where your faith is made concrete, where your belief is made certain.
那今天的经文呢，将巩固你的信念，确证你的信仰。
This is the passage where all doubts are put to rest.
这段经文平反了所有的疑惑。
And that is the moment where, like Thomas, you can declare to Jesus that yes, you are my Lord and you are my God.
那就如多马，你能向耶稣宣言，我的主，我的神。
So what is the passage here today?
那今天的经文到底是什么呢？
John has painted the scene really well for us.
那约翰他很巧妙地布置这个场面。
You have a group of disciples, they were huddling in a very dark room.
那一群信徒呢，他们挤在黑暗的房间里。
The doors were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders.
那因为怕犹太人，因此门都关了。
Their master has just been crucified, dead, killed.
他们的主人刚被钉死在十字架上。
And they are right to be afraid because they fear that they might be the next to suffer the same fate.
那他们害怕是有道理的，因为他们可能就是下一个被钉死在十字架上的。
Then Jesus came and stood among them.
这时耶稣来到他们当中。
Nobody said anything.
没有人说一句话。
But in their minds, they must be thinking.
但他们的心里一定在想
I think I see dead people.
我看见死人了。
Kids, do not try this at home.
那儿童请不要在家里尝试。
Unless you're like me, you're very much into sermon application.
那除非你和我一样很喜欢运用讲道。
Then you make one to imitate Jesus.
那你就可以模仿耶稣。
Find a moment where your friends or your family, they are feeling fearful.
那当你的家人或者朋友感到害怕的时候
Maybe they are watching a horror movie.
比如他们在看恐怖电影。
Feeling anxious about a test tomorrow.
或在为明天的测验感到焦虑。
Then slowly and silently stand among them.
然后慢慢的、静静的站在他们当中。
When they least expect it.
当他们最意想不到的时候。
Then unleash the words.
你就说。
Peace with you.
愿你们平安。
Oh.If their hearts are still beating afterwards,
那如果他们的心脏能跳动呢?
Then you can tell them John chapter 20 verse 19.
你就可以告诉他们约翰福音第二十章第十九节。
No worries, you're just imitating Jesus. It helps with scripture verse memorization.
那别担心，你只是在模仿耶稣，而且，这个也帮助熟记经文。
But for those disciples at that moment, it wasn't fun and games.
但对于当时的门徒们呢，这并不只是游戏。
So after Jesus said, "Peace be with you."
那当耶稣说了，愿你们平安。
Jesus showed them his hands and his sides so that they can truly recognize him. And when they do, they were overjoyed.
那当耶稣把手和肋旁指给他们看的时候呢，他们都喜悦了。
It was a moment of happy reunion, just as Jesus has predicted for them.
那就如耶稣他曾预测，这是个快乐的团聚。
He says, "Very truly I tell you, yes, there will be times where you will weep, you will mourn, as the world you and yet you see the world rejoicing."
我他说到，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐。
But when, as Jesus predict, you will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
你们将要忧虑。忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
Yes, there will be a time of grief, but when I see you again, you will rejoice, and no one can take away your joy.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。And, 这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
And until now, you have asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive. What would you receive? Your joy will be complete.
那向来你们没有奉我的名求什么。如今你们求就必得到，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And then he end off chapter 16 by saying that I have told you these things why, so that in me you may have peace.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要你们在我里面有平安。
In this world you will have trouble.
在世上你们有苦难。
In this world you will have trouble.
在这世上你们有苦难。
But take heart, I have overcome the world.
但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And so we observe two things when we come to this reunion with Jesus.
那当我们和与耶稣团聚的时候，我们会看到两件事。
Joy and peace.
喜乐与平安。
In fact, this word, this phrase, "Peace be with you," this is repeated three times.
那这句话，愿你们平安，重复了三次。
In this chapter 20, Jesus said it three times.
在第二十章里，耶稣说了三次。
Why three times? So that you know that it's not just an ordinary greeting, as because they use it as a greeting, but this is no ordinary greeting.
那这意味着这句话不只是个普通的问候。
Jesus said it three times with the exclamation mark, according to the NIV, anyway.
那根据和合本呢，耶稣带着感叹号说了三次。
This joy and peace is to be in contrasted with the fear.That was with the disciples at the beginning of the scene.
那这喜乐和这个平安呢，是要和一开始的这个恐慌成对比的。
So, brothers and sisters, yes, in this world, you will have trouble.
那弟兄姐妹，在这世上，你会有苦难。
That is something unavoidable if you are the light indeed shining in the darkness.
那如果你是黑暗中的光呢，这是难免的。
This is an ongoing struggle between light and darkness, even from Jesus' time until now.
那这黑暗与光的这个挣扎呢，是从耶稣的时代就延续到今日的。
And this struggle will go on because we must and we will fight over what is the truth and what is the way.
那这个挣扎会继续，因为我们必须为真理和正道而奋斗。
This will forever be the divide between those who do not recognize Jesus and to those who will receive him.
那这是区别那些不认识耶稣以及那些迎接耶稣的。
And this struggle was described at the very beginning in John chapter 1.
那这个挣扎呢，在约翰福音第一章就说到。
He says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind."
生命在他里头。这生命就是人的光。
This light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The true light that gives light to everyone that was coming into this world.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Then he talks about the struggle. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But there is the other side.He says, yet to those who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Children not born of natural descent or human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So indeed, yes, there is this struggle and there is this fight between light and darkness.
那光和黑暗之间呢，的确有着这个挣扎和战斗。
And sometimes we have fear because we feel that there seems like there isn't enough light to battle against all the darkness of this world.
而我们也常因为害怕，觉得没有足够的光来对战这世上的黑暗而感到害怕。
But in this gospel that describes this fight, there is a promise.
但在这福音中呢，却有着这个承诺。
And the promise is that darkness will not overcome the light.
黑暗不接受光。
And Jesus promised that I have overcome the world.
那耶稣也应许，我已经胜了世界。
And Jesus fulfilled that promise.
耶稣也应许了这承诺。
And so when the disciples recognize and they receive the resurrected Jesus before them,They realize that these promises have come true.
那当门徒他认出与迎接耶稣复活的耶稣时呢，他们就发现这个承诺成真了。
And this is why their fears turn into joy and peace.
那也因此他们的恐惧化为喜乐与平安。
But this is only half the story here.
但这只是故事的一半。
Many Christians thought that they have crossed the finishing line when they received the joy and peace that comes from Jesus Christ.
那许多基督徒呢认为，他们只要得到了喜乐与平安，就是过了这个终点。
That is not true.
那这不是正确的。
That is, you have not crossed the finish line.
那你还没有过终点。
Because if that was the end, then being a Christian will only be about being self-serving.
那如果这是终点呢？那当基督徒就是自私的。
Because I'm contented as long as I have my joy, I have my peace.
那我只要得到了喜乐与平安就足够了。
But look at the prologue again.
但在预言里。
In the prologue, it says what? Light is linked to life.
那光和生命是连接的。
The receiving of the light should lead on to life that comes from a new birth.
那迎接了光呢，就应迎向出生的生命。
There is a new birth. We become children of God. We become born of God.
那我们成为了神的儿女，是从神生的。
And so joy and peace must lead on to life.
那因此呢，喜乐与平安应该迎向生命。
And this is why the story does not stop just at Easter.
那因此故事并不在复活节而结束。
That is only half the story.
这只是故事的一半。
Now this morning as you come, you might have recognized that, our liturgical colors have turned red.
那今天呢，你会看到我们的这个
colors turn red.
颜色变成红色了。
Why?
Have you wondered?
Because today is Pentecost Sunday.
今天是五旬节。
It is part of our liturgical calendar to remember the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那我们的教会年历中呢，是要来纪念圣灵的降临。
And Pentecost is what comes after Easter. That is the whole story.
五旬节是在复活节之后。
That is the second half of the story. That's what completes the story.
那这就是故事的下半段，故事的完结。
After the resurrection, Jesus gave the disciples the Holy Spirit.
耶稣复活后呢，他就给了门徒圣灵。
With that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
Now, John here used a very unique verb. The word "breathe" is not the usual word for "breathed." It's found nowhere else in the New Testament.
那约翰用了一个很独特的动词，吹一口气。 在新约的别处是找不到的。
It's not found in the New Testament, but it can be found in two places in the LXX, of the Old Testament.
那但在旧约的两章经文却出现。
And it's found in Genesis 2 and Ezekiel 37.
在创世纪第二章以及以西结书第三十七章。
Let us look at it because this is crucial for us. In Genesis chapter 2, this is a familiar story. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
创世纪第二章第七节，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
What is this breathing? This breathing is what gives life.
这吹这口气呢，就给了生命。
Let's look at another, the other passage in Ezekiel 37.
以西结第三十七章。
Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is about the valley of dry bones.
他又对我说，他向这些骸骨发预言说，枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
This is what the sovereign Lord said to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Or you can think of this: I will breathe into you.
主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说：我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and then the bones come together, bone to bone.
于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。
I look and tendons and flesh appear on them, skin covered them, then, but that's crucial. But there was no breath in them.
我观看见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮撇其上，只是还没有气息。
Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord said, come breathe from the four winds, breathe into this slain that they may live.
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, they came to life.
于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了。
Now we have spoken about the Holy Spirit as the enabler, as the advocate, the strength for Christian living.
那我们说过这个圣灵是基督生命里的启动者以及力量。
We have spoken also last week about the Spirit of Truth, who convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
那我们上个星期呢也讲到圣灵证明世界上的罪、正义和审判。
Because it's the Spirit, it's only through the Spirit.That we can know Jesus.
因为只有通过圣灵，我们才能真正的认识耶稣。
That's why he's the Spirit of Truth.
因此，他就是
真理。
真理。
Today, I want to talk about the Spirit giving life.
今天我要讲到圣灵给予生命。
That was clear in both passages in the Old Testament that we have that uses the same word, breathed.
那这从旧约的两处用到吹这字，显现出来。
This breath is to make something come alive.
这气息是使事物活着。
But we have to ask this question.
但我们要问。
What is this life for?
这生命有何用?
What is this life about?
这生命是为什么?
There are three clues that will help us come to the conclusive answer.
那有三个线索能让我们得到答案。
First, this life begins because of what Jesus has accomplished.
那第一,这生命始于耶稣所成就的。
We need to remember that Jesus has overcome the world.
那我们要记得，耶稣胜了世界。
Jesus has overcome the darkness.
耶稣胜了黑暗。
The truth of his identity, this light, it is now self-evident. This truth is now victorious.
那 他真正的身份已显现，而事实也胜利了。
We have the knowledge that yes, Jesus has been raised from the dead, and that is his vindication that comes directly from God.
那我们知道耶稣死而复活，也那是神给予他的证明。
We have the peace and assurance going forward because we know that we have the authority that comes from the truth.
那我们知道有了这个真实，我们便感到平安，也觉得有保证。
That is the first clue.
这是第一个线索。
The second clue is that this life.Is about a commission.
那第二，这生命是个委任。
But this commission has a very definite form.
但是这是很有有一个很定型的委任。
Jesus say, "I'm sending you."
耶稣说，我照样差遣你。
But how does he send his followers?
那他是如何差遣他的跟随者呢？
He qualifies it by saying that I send you as the Father has sent me.
他说，父怎样差遣了我，我照样差遣你。
And so this commission has a very definite form.
那因此这个委任是这是个有定型的委任。
And he sent his disciples to the same obedient and dependent relationship that Jesus sustained throughout the course of his earthly ministry.
那还有门徒们保证会和耶稣在世上一样服从以及依靠神。
Thirdly, this ministry will lead on eventually to forgiveness and judgment.
那第三是教会引向宽恕与审判。
And this third clue is actually the most crucial one.
那这第三个线索其实是最重要的。
What kind of life are we living? What kind of life are we given that will eventually lead on to forgiveness or judgment?
那什么样的生命呢会引向宽恕与审判罪呢？
What kind of life will resultIn forgiveness of sins or judgment of sins.
那什么样的生命是会引向宽恕罪或审判罪？
Now, when we piece all these three clues together,
那当我们将这三个线索拼凑在一起，
I conclude that this life is about a life that proclaims Jesus is alive.
那我推断这新生命呢，是一个赞扬耶稣活着的生命。
A life that proclaims, yes, Jesus has resurrected. That is the truth.
那我们要赞扬耶稣他复活了，这就是真理。
And when we say that our life is a witness,
当我们说我们的生命是见证，
we are saying through the way that we live,
我们是在说我们生活的方式。
And through the way we live, we are saying that yes, let me show you that Jesus is alive. That's what our life is about.
那我们生活的方式是告诉大家，让我显现耶稣是活着的。
A life that proclaims Jesus is alive.
活着来告诉大家耶稣活着。
And so who is Jesus that is sending into the world?
那耶稣派遣到世上的是谁呢？
The word Christians actually means followers of Christ.
那基督徒指的是耶稣的跟随者。
And because Jesus is alive,
那因为耶稣活着，
his followers can live without fear because they know the truth.
他的跟随者无恐惧，因为他们知道真相。
The truth will set you free.
真相能解脱我们。
Because Jesus is alive,
因为耶稣活着，
his followers will obey his lordship to love and serve one another.
那他的跟随者呢，就会听从他们主的话，相亲相爱。
Because he is the living Lord, they must obey.
因为他是主，他们得听从。
Because Jesus is alive,
那因为耶稣活着，
we must.Forgive one another to abide with the spirit that is uniting us.
那我们必须原谅彼此，服从将我们团结的圣灵。
How can we say we have the Holy Spirit that unites us if we don't forgive one another? You can't.
那如果我们不彼此原谅，我们又怎么能说我们有着团结着我们的圣灵呢？
And because Jesus is alive,
因为耶稣活着，
we believe in God's continuing creative work.And living work that continues to live on in this world.
那我们相信神在世上的作为延续着。
And we who are Christians, we embody this creative and living work.
那我们就使这作为具体化。
Brothers and sisters, are you Christians?
弟兄姐妹，你们是基督徒吗？
If you say that you are followers of Christ, does your life manifest this truth?
那如果你说你是耶稣的跟随者，那你的生命有显现这事实吗？
Does your life proclaim that Jesus is alive?
你的生命有显现耶稣活着吗？
You are sent.
你被差遣。
But you are sent only because you are now a new creation of God.
是因为你是神的创作。
You are sent because people can see that you are the gospel that people will witness. People see through you that Jesus is alive.
那你被差遣呢，是要让人们见证这个福音，让人们见到耶稣活着。
What is sin?
什么是罪？
Sin is the denial to acknowledge the revelation of God in Jesus Christ.
那拒绝承认，神在耶稣身上所显现的就是罪。
And so when you know the truth or when you witness the truth, you see the truth that is proclaimed.
那当你知道真理。
And yet you live a life that denies the truth. You know the truth, you refuse to live out the truth.
但你拒绝去承认这真理。
Then you are living in sin. That is what sin means.
那你就活在罪恶中。
But on the other hand, if your life, you say, I know the truth, I'm going to live out the truth, I'm going to proclaim the truth. My life is the proclamation.
那相反的，如果你的生命是真理的对照。
If your life is a proclamation of the truth that says that yes, Jesus is alive.
那如果你的生命显现着耶稣活着
，Then the world will be confronted by your truth.
那世人将面对着真理。
To those that will receive the truth that you proclaim, there will be forgiveness for them.
接受真理的将获得宽恕。
Because they will be restored to the Father just as we are.
那他们就如同我们恢复与神的关系，与父的关系。
But to those who reject this truth,
那些拒绝真理的。
There cannot be forgiveness because this new life is not what they want. They do not want this relationship.
那他们将不获宽恕，因为他们不要这新生命，他们不要这新的关系。
They cannot have this forgiveness.
他们不能获得宽恕。
It is sad, but life is about the choices that you choose to make.
那这的确悲哀，不过生命就取决于我们的决定。
Now I wish to end with the vision of our church.
那我希望以我为我们的这个教会所立下的目标而结束。
We say that we are a spirit-filled worshiping community.
那我说我们是个圣灵充满的崇拜团体。
This is not something we wish. This is not something we hope to be true.
那这不只是个希望。
This is something that we know to be the truth.
那我们都知道这是事实。
And since we know that to be the truth, let us be motivated by the truth.
那既然如此，我们就应该被这事实激发。
And since we say that this new life is in us, let us fulfill our mission to be the witness to the world.
那既然我们已经得到了这新生命呢，就让我们来履行为世人做见证的使命。
One way is by loving one another just as Jesus loves.
那我们能像耶稣爱我们一样，彼此相爱。
The faith community reveals.The living God, yes, we say Jesus is alive to the world.
那宗教团体呢，向世人显现神，显现神活着。
By revealing God to the world, then, only then, the church makes it possible for the world to choose to either enter into a relationship with God or to choose to reject him.
那教会以显现神呢，来让世人选择与这个博爱无限的神联系，或者拒绝神。
Only in this choosing or rejecting this relationship with God, then sins are either forgiven or retained.
那在选择或者拒绝神的时候呢，罪才会被宽恕或者被保留。
Now the church mission is therefore not to be the arbiter of right and wrong, or you are right, you are wrong. No, we are not doing that.
那教会的使命呢，不是对与错的这个主宰。
But we have an unceasing witness to the world that says that Jesus is alive. This is the love of God that runs forever.
那而是为神呢，透过这个耶稣给予的爱做见证。
Brothers and sisters, we have come to the finishing line today.
那弟兄姐妹，今天我们来到了终点。
Let us cross this finishing line by living out this truth that we know.
那我们如何过这个终点呢？就是显现我们知道的事实。
That alive that proclaims Jesus is alive.
那我们要活的显现神活着。
And it is a dream for all of us that when people come to this community, they say, "Hey, there's something different about this church."
那我们的我们所要达到的目标呢，就是当别人来到我们的教会，他们会说，诶，这教会和别的不同。
How are you able to live out such a life, such a witness?
那我们是如何活得如此，如何做神的就是显现他活着呢？
Then you can answer, we live this way, we can live out this way because we believe Jesus is alive.
那我们就能回答，我们这样的生活着，是因为我们相信神活着。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have revealed yourself fully and gloriously through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can come to know you, that we can come to know what is love. Let us live out this life that you have given to us through the Holy Spirit. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在以奉献来回应神的话。红色的奉献袋是我们的经常奉献，蓝色的奉献袋是我们宣教的奉献。The red offering bag is for church operation. The blue offering bag is for church mission. 让我们起立奉献。
是从主而来，从主而来，欢献于主。愿主悦纳，愿主祝福，哈利路亚。
我们在天上的父，我们满心感谢你，因为你给我们的恩典丰丰富富，也求主你让我们真的是奉献我们的身心灵，特别为着我们的教会的宣教 的事工，我们继续的来祷告，求主你纪念我们在前线做工的人，也纪念我们全部为他们所为他们做出的祷告的奉献的支持，请求主你让我们成为一个宣教，对有宣教意识的教会，也为着这个世界所需要的真理，这个世界所需要的这个见证，我们把我们的生命奉献给你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
Let us respond to the word of the Lord with the song, Lord, I offer you my life, because indeed it is using this life we use as a witness, as a reflection of the love of God for us.
All of life.
That I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, O Lord. All my regrets, all my acclaim, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours.I've been true, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a saving sacrifice.
Lord, I offer you.Again, chorus.
Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I have.
Let this be our prayer.
Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，圣天父的慈爱，圣灵的交通感动，常与我们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。 让我们来彼此问安。可以讲 Peace be with you、哦、请问有谁是第一次来的吗？请站起来让我们欢迎你好吗？ Anybody here for the first time? Please stand for us to welcome you. 有第一次来的吗？哎，欢迎、Welcome. Please be seated. Okay, thank you. 好，这里有些家里的事要报告。首先呢，就是你们翻到这个周报的最后一页好吗？ Please turn to the last page of the church bulletin. 这里有一个成人团契所举办的这个纪念堂榴莲盛会盛宴。OK， 那我这里再讲清楚哦，这个成人团契所主办的这个活动，并不是单单只是给成人团契的。我们成人团契的成人事工的其中一个宗旨呢，就是要举办这样子的活动，让我们呢能够可以跨区、跨小组、跨年龄层，我们就是一个教会一家人，我们一起的来彼此的团契，然后彼此的花时间彼此认识。所以如果你觉得说，哎，我每次来禧年堂可是没有人认识我，或者是我只认识我小组里面的人，或者我只认识我自己的年龄层那几个人呢，其实成人团契成人事工所举办的这样的活动，就是能够带动这样的一个角色，让我们全教会跨年龄层、跨小组、跨区，我们彼此的来团契。所以我希望大家都能够来出席，然后我们就通过这样的活动，我们一起吃榴莲，一起看一些东西，然后还有 telematch 这样子的，我们就彼此的来交流彼此的活动。好，所以For those who feel that every time you come to church, you only know your own age group, you only know those few friends there, or maybe you feel that nobody knows you, this is the time that you can come, okay, in the 5th of July, let us come together, that we can share this time, we can have fellowship, and the adult ministry uses, this is one of their main objective of their ministry, to have this platform for us to have fellowship, and that across ages, across zones, we can know more people. And this is how we fellowship as a family.
Okay, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, as you know, we are just less than 2 weeks away from the 6号驿站, 家人有约. So if you turn to your the bulletin, there are some important notice that please take note of, okay? Okay, for those who have indicated that you will be taking the coach, okay, to Subang,